Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you allowed to change your theme tune?
Look, I'm doing double beat. Do you like that?
I'll join in.
And Daisy is. Whoa!
We're disguising the theme tune now. Disguising the fact we've got a bit bored of it. Let us know what you think. You can contact us. Older, wider. What is our podcast?
Older, wider.
Pod.
As in podcast. Gmail.
Oh, do you know what? You're just confused.
Sorry.
The listening nation.
Sorry.
Older, wider pod at gmail.com. Oh, yeah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. It's a joy. It's a Jenny and Judith. Judith, the two J's.
The two J's. J squared.
Hey, I like
we're not
that.
Square, though, are we? We're not square. We're far
we're the
from
least
square.
Square people. It would...
Maybe old, but we're not square.
We're hipsters. Well,
old hipsters.
We've got massive hips. That's what we've got. Welcome to the podcast, Older and Wider. Myself, Jenny Eclair, and my friend
Judith Holder.
Slightly
older than you are.
Listen, it is today. We've had this sort of funny faux summer, haven't we already? And that means summer wardrobe time, Judith.
Like high summer, like not just a bit summer. Massive, yeah, really, really hot.
We had big summer
dresses, t-shirts, shorts, sandals.
I'm not a real summer dress person. I'm tunic and trousers these days.
I'm just trying to think, actually, when I've seen you even in a pair of sandals. Do you wear sandals?
Well, last year you said rather sneerily to me, is that all you've got to have on your feet? I've got some flip-flops. I've got the world's oldest flip-flops. So I bought them from Paul Smith when he used to have money. And I think they're about 9 years old. And
are they flip-flops that are a funny thing between your big toe and your next toe?
Or, what toe is a flip-flop?
Well, because some of them are like Birkenstocks,
that's a thong or a sandal or a slide. Oh, that's not right. A flip-flop. Okay. A flip-flop has got a thing between your toes.
Okay, right.
Paul Smith. It had the Paul Smith stripe on it. You know, the famous Paul Smith stripe that you pay a fortune for. Well, that's all worn off now. It's just beige. It's just beige, tatty old leather. And then last year I had quite a selection of loafers. But I remember you saying to me, do you remember when you came to my house, Judith, and you came on the train, but I think you managed to pass it off as an asthma attack. Way! The oldest joke in the book. You came to my house and you left your phone on the train. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, I do. And we spent hours actually trying to get... Well, I rang it and lovely girl had kept it for me, but we had to chase her down to the end of some tube line to go and get it from her.
It was a train. We had to get an overland. Oh, I was cross
with
you.
Sorry.
I had to be so good natured about it.
Because it was really hot, wasn't it, last summer? And it was one of those days we had a lot to do, and it was
we had all the lovely plans. We were going to do lots of work, and then you left it, and we had to track this girl down. She had to come with her mum in the car to meet us from a train station.
I offered her some money. Did she take it?
Yes, of course she did. She wasn't a fool. You gave her £20.
I mean, it was so lovely of her. Oh, totally. Totally. Yes, I know. I'm sorry. You're very good in a crisis. Can I just say that you are very good in a crisis? You were very good. Because, yes, I think in your shoes, I would have thought, oh, for God's sake.
Well, I did, underneath.
You did a good job of covering all that up.
Yeah,
because
but when
you'd
gone, when you'd left the house, I said to Jeff, what a silly cow.
Did you?
Silly cow. Waste. What a bloody waste of a day. And then she criticised my shoes. You went, aren't they a bit hot?
Well, I think you were wearing espadrilles.
No, I haven't got an espadrille in my wardrobe.
Loafers.
You've made that up. It was an orange leather loafer. I bought three pairs of loafers last year. Gold, orange, pink suede and navy. Four pairs of loafers.
Well, why can't you just go to the hotter shoe place or
I'm not going hotter
Gabor
yet.
Sandal like the rest of us oldies?
No, I'm not, because I have found the shoe shop and it's very expensive. I'm taking them off now. Sneakers by Grenson. I buy all my shoes from Grenson in the sale because they're the ones. I've just taken my shoe off now.
You wouldn't want to be wearing that on something. So when you're in St Ives at the weekend, surely, oh, for God's sake.
You know what I've just done? I've just taken my shoe off and I have... upended the shoe, and I've downloaded, oh, I have so many computers in our lives. I've downloaded sand onto
sand from St Ives. And yeah. I was in the process, weirdly, of saying to you, surely you didn't wear those shoes on that hot weekend last weekend in Cornwall. And there it is, the sand, the proof. Yeah. That's what you wore. I'm sorry, but why aren't you wearing open-toed sandals?
Well, there was a lot of walking, and I don't think you can walk up a very steep still in an open-toed.
Of course you can. Of course you can, as long as you get a decent pair. Oh, no, don't do the other one.
Yeah, it's lots of sand. Cornish sand. Do you know, I realised I could have emptied those shoes out ages ago. I got back yesterday. I could have offloaded the sand yesterday. But I think, post-holiday, I quite like walking around with sand in my shoes.
Could you feel it as you were walking around?
For a few days, yes. Quite uncomfortable.
I know what you mean. It's a very special feeling. Doesn't it take you back to being a kid?
Yes.
It does me.
That's exactly
I can remember it.
How I've been feeling for the last 24 hours.
Yeah. But
golden St Ives sand. I don't know why people bother going abroad. Well, I do, really. Let's face it.
But how did we get onto shoes? Oh, summer wardrobe.
Yes. I haven't got enough summer shoes. I'm not very well equipped in the wardrobe area. And I've been to Cornwall. That's our roundup.
So when you change over from your winter wardrobe to your summer wardrobe, what actually is going on here then?
Well, I don't do sleeveless. I notice you're wearing sleeveless.
Yeah,
I probably shouldn't, but I do. You can.
You're
borderline.
I am very borderline. If I do that, but
they're a nice colour. You've got a nice colour to you, Judith.
Thank you.
That's what living in the countryside has done for you.
Yes. So, yeah, come on, back to your wardrobe.
Right. I go linen, which makes me look like I've basically taken something out of the laundry basket.
Well, that's high maintenance, isn't it? That's got to be washed and ironed and all that nonsense.
Well, you can wash it, you can iron it, and 10 minutes later,
it's all creased. I'm not a fan of linen, but yes.
At the moment, I'm wearing a pair of navy linen trousers from Marks and Spencer's, and a navy and blue check. I quite like a gingham check of the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I like a spot. I like a
check. I wouldn't call that summer outfit. I mean, you look nice. You look lovely, very stylish. But I wouldn't call that, you know, particularly summer outfit.
I think I'm spring summer cross.
Oh, are you?
I think I'm straddling the seasons.
Oh,
here.
Right. Okay.
And I've left the coats at home, and I've gone coatigan.
Yes, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, you don't know what a coatigan is.
Is it like one of those sort of maxi cardigans that we used to have in the 70s? You mean that sort of thing?
There is. A coatigan is a cross between a coat and cardigan.
And is it an actual word or have you just made that up?
I have no idea.
It's very good.
Do you know what else I learnt today?
What?
I was walking to the train station. I took a photograph of some wisteria.
It's all over the front of our house. And the smell in the morning. Did you smell it as well as take a photograph of it? Oh, when you go back, if you walk past it, you've got to get right up to it and smell it.
I didn't know it was exquisite.
It's absolutely exquisite. I mean, I think it might be a bumpy year. It's all, you know, hanging in these great sort of like sashes.
Well, do you know what the collective word for wisteria is?
No.
Well, I put it on Twitter and I said a cloud of wisteria. I was feeling quite poetic.
Yes.
And somebody said it's actually called a rinse of wisteria.
Well, that's a ridiculous word. Rinse, as in wash and rinse.
Yeah.
It's a strange thing to call it.
I'm not 100% sure she's right.
No, I don't think so.
I did query it and she didn't get
cloud.
Back to me.
I think we should stick with cloud.
I think swag and suave.
Mm. Do you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when I was little and my parents used to have friends over for Sunday lunch and they'd all go into the garden. And they'd say, you know, at the end of lunch, they'd say, oh, should we go and have a walk around the garden? And you could hear them.
How big was your garden?
Not that big. But anyway, but the point of it was that what would happen is that they would say, my parents would say, oh, now, look, oh, isn't that nice now? How long is that? You know, we put that in and look, you know, that's doing well, isn't it? And you'd come and have a look at the runner beans. And I used to think, haven't they got anything more fucking interesting to say?
Why aren't they screwing each other? Why aren't they upstairs in the back bedroom having an orgy? We love a bit of nature, don't we, Judy?
We are getting a little bit out of hand here, aren't we?
But nature and craft are the things that are keeping us going.
They are the things that give us joy.
Yeah, do you know what? I probably won't buy any new shoes this season because I need a new embroidery kit. And I really have
been... Can't wear that on your feet.
Well, you say that, but I might make myself some tapestry shoes.
Oh.
The As I was saying, my tapestry kits that I like cost between £80 and £130.
Gosh, that's a lot for one cushion.
Yeah, I know. Blimey. Well, that's just the raw kit.
Blimey.
I mean, it comes with everything, the wool and all that kind of thing. But then when I get the cushion made up, it's another £50. So actually, cushions are £180.
And how many hours? How many woman hours goes into those cushions? Oh,
we're talking 3 months of sort of picking up, putting down and part-timing. I'm not there all the time. I'm not sort of waking up at the crack of dawn thinking I better get my embroidery kit out. It's for when I feel like it.
Yeah. When you need what to unwind? What when you pick up the embroidery needle, what's the motive?
To stop me stabbing somebody else with it.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it's both you and I use our crafts and use our hobbies to try and stop being angry and upset.
Doesn't always work.
What are you on at the moment?
Well, dressmaking triumph, as we've said.
We've applauded the dress and given you gold stars.
But I started an art class yesterday. I haven't done one in years and years. And I know it's a bit of a copycat thing because I know you're into art.
I know.
But, but my mum had all these oil paints and I thought this is... So I finally got one and I went to my first class. All women, of course. All women of a certain age, obviously.
You weren't going to score. You weren't just trying to pull. You were going to try and learn how to do oils.
But all, North Oxford, terribly. And I took in a tulip, which had sort of burst to do. And at the end of the lesson, they said... Oh, it's a real tulip. We thought you'd brought in an artificial... So that's what they thought of me. They obviously got me down as the common...
Well, that tiny bit of trash in you.
Yeah, that's what they've done.
They
obviously thought I'd brought in to paint,
a plastic flower.
One of those horrible things that you put on a,
a fascinator.
Yeah, exactly.
So a good class, how much?
I think it's about 150 for six, 3 hours. 3 hours is a long time to be painting.
Oh, it's a lovely amount of time. You have to have a nap, though, after that. Is it a morning class?
Yes, it's a morning class. And there's a biscuit and a cup of tea, and it's in a church hall.
Yes.
And all the ladies come in with all their bits and baskets, a lot of baskets. And what are you doing in your art classes at the moment?
Well, I did very poor acrylic in Cornwall. I went to one of my favourite places. I went to St Ives. I love St Ives.
Oh, yes.
It's the beaches. The best beaches in the world. What you've got in St Ives, you've got an art gallery. You've got a proper, they've got the Tate St Ives there. And then underneath the St Ives, there's the beautiful beach, the golden sands, and you watch the people do the surfing and they're on paddle boards and they're all having a marvellous time. And then there's this cafe. I don't know whether to say the name of it live on air because it will be inundated, but you can't book breakfast or lunch. It's sort of come...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you can book dinner. And it's called the Porthmeor Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Judith. It's like a sort of glass conservatory on the just slightly up from the beach.
Wow.
And the view is...
If there's bits outside, you can sit outside.
Sit outside as well, yes.
Yeah.
And it has a fabulous menu. We went for breakfast and I chose the wrong thing.
Oh, no. What did you choose?
Oh, Judith, I was so disappointed. I think, there's an omelette. A goat's cheese omelette. That sounds interesting. With a rocket garnish with walnuts. I thought, I'll have that. Oh, well.
For breakfast.
For breakfast. And the goat's cheese was bitter. Oh, it was bitter, Judith.
Oh, no.
Oh,
you didn't like it.
I didn't like my
breakfast. You're still upset about it, aren't you?
Sometimes you just think... That might be my last meal.
I know, and that was a bad decision, wasn't it? It was a really seriously bad decision.
Did
Jeff have? Did he have the bit of full English?
Of course he did.
Yeah.
With the Cornish sausage.
Lovely. And a bit with a nice open mushroom with a bit of butter and pepper on it.
That's vegetables. He's not having vegetables for breakfast. I mean, literally, that's supper time, if I'm lucky.
I think about what I've had to eat, what I'm going to have to eat, what I've ever had to eat... All the time, especially when I'm cycling. And actually, I'm not just saying that because we're going to be talking about our e-bikes, but I genuinely mean that. I think when I'm cycling, I am thinking, I've got quite a lot of broccoli, haven't I? I might do that.
What are you going to do with your broccoli now?
No, well, I'm kind of composing meals in my head, or I'm just going,
going
over
through
what
your fridge
I had.
Thinking, yeah, exactly. How could I get rid of everything in the fridge?
Yeah, and what I've got planned, what I need to buy, to make sure, the other things go with it, and what I've had lately that I've really liked, and it's terrible.
And this is why you're on a bike ride?
Food obsessed.
Well, when I'm
bad show, isn't it?
We should be thanking our, well, not our sponsors. God, it'd be great if they did. You can, if you want. Anybody can sponsor us. We're open. We're up for sponsorship. But we'd officially, at this point, like to say thank you to Volt Bikes, wouldn't we?
For the loan of their e-bikes. You've had one.
What do you mean loan? Do you mean we've got to give them back? Oh, God damn, I'm blasted.
Wouldn't it be lovely if they forgot? So we had different bikes, but this all came about because of you and your casual e-bike experience.
That's when I hired one off the street.
Yes.
And you didn't know it was an e-bike. Electric
whizzed
bike.
Along.
No, yes.
And so, yeah, Volt Bikes just very cleverly said, well, do you fancy trying some? So we did, and we have. And I cannot tell you, I have become obsessed with my e-bike. I've done everything on it.
But you've got a different one from me. You've got a fold-up one. So you've got a small wheel fold-up.
Yes, and the small wheels to begin with, I felt a bit, you know, not quite so stable, really. Mm-hmm. But I've got used to it. And get this, on Easter Monday, we were meeting my cousin in the Cotswolds. I thought, well, do you know what? I'm gonna cycle to Morton in the Marsh.
Well, how long 30, is that?
33 miles. And so then I cycled on my e-bike all down these beautiful Cotswold kind of lanes and
through the
villages.
How do you know which way to go?
Well, that was partly a bit of a problem because I didn't have anywhere to put the map and I'm not very good with maps.
You should have had it on your iPhone in your bra on talking.
Oh, actually, I could. Yeah, I didn't think of that. But then I wouldn't have been able to hear the cars coming up behind me. So I did the old-fashioned thing, and I wrote down all the villages that I would go through. You see, and
weren't you very frightened? 33 miles.
I was full. I honestly, I felt like a full
pioneer.
Of adventure.
Yes.
I really, really did.
What did you wear?
And. I just wear it, you know, I wore something bright yellow, actually, that is important, you know, the day glow yellow. So I set off and I allowed myself 2.5 hours because I thought, well, I, you know, might get lost. It took me 3 hours and I did get lost quite a few times. But, and I was running out of charge by the end. But honestly, I felt like I'd had a really good bike ride and the sense of achievement was fantastic. And I didn't have to do all the kind of pedalling up the hill, just put it on high. Just fantastic.
Judith,
I know, isn't that clever of me?
Yeah, you got your borrow's worth. I feel like when they come pick mine up, they're going to be a bit cross with me because I've only been sort of to the local shops and back. Only because, and my bike's bigger than your bike. Mine's not a fold-up. Mine's a big, proper two-wheeler. And Jeff has barked his shins on it so many times in the hallway because it's taken
out.
Yeah, it's a fucking thing. and it's because he's jealous and he's too scared to get on it himself. So it's just been mine. And I mean, they were so generous because they bought us helmets and everything.
I know it was but for me because I cycle quite a lot, I do think it's opened up a. You know,
you're going to get one, aren't you?
Well, I'd absolutely love one. And you know, I've been sort of going to the... I've just been doing all my errands on it. Just, you know, whizzing along. I mean, it's the right time of year, isn't it? But I've absolutely loved it. But you see, if you'd had the fold-up one like me, you could have put it in the car and taken it to Cornwall, couldn't you? And then you could have gone off on some lovely country lanes.
Yeah, but what would Jeff have done? Run behind me? He can't do that. I mean, it's just a bit... I really have appreciated it and I really, really like it and I do want it. I want them to give it me. It's just, there's going to be a stumbling block about paying for it. That's going to be a...
Yes, they're not that cheap. They're not that cheap.
I think mine, I think we're going to have to be honest here, in case people are thinking of them. Mine is a beautiful white steed. I mean, you know, when I'm on mine, I don't think about broccoli in the fridge. I think I do the theme tune from Come White Horses. Yeah.
How very graceful and poetic.
Mine costs £1,599. They're going to come and get it, aren't they, tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they are. Sadly, I should be real. Honestly, I might cry when mine goes home. Loved the e-bike. Really, really want one very badly.
Yeah, so hopefully the next thing we can be trying out, Judith, like a caravan.
Oh, I'd so like a caravan. I realise how much I'd like a caravan.
Listen, we've got guests coming in today. I say guests, but it's only one person. We don't need any more than one at a time.
She's quite a big personality, isn't she?
Lovely. It's Kate Robbins. Kate Robbins is a friend of ours, friend of the show. Well, we don't know that. We could quiz her and see if she's listened to any of these podcasts. But I think she's very busy at the moment. She's in a musical club called Club Tropicana. She is show business, the family of... all show business. She'll tell us all about them. There's sisters, there's cousins, they've all got their finger in the showbiz pie. So Kate will give us good gossip and we'll be overjoyed to see her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Kate Robbins has, well, she's wafted in.
Smelling gorgeous.
She always smells nice. I've worked with Kate for months on the end.
And she used to annoy Susie Blake, though. Do you remember?
She because he put scent on in the van.
Oh, she went, oh, no, oh, no.
Well, she didn't she'd like that.
She didn't like Elnett hairspray either.
No, no, there were too many strong scents in a confined space.
But it wasn't really about the scents, was it? No. It can't have just been about that.
Well, to be fair to Susie, I think there was a lot of scents going on in that van wherever we went.
Kate and I did Grumpy Old Women 4, the most successful touring show of the Grumpy canon. Yes. Do you not remember we did so many tours of it? We did it for about 2 years solid.
We did it for three years.
3 years? Yeah. Well, you were counting.
I know, I love the money. But the thing was about it, we used to just do one theatre and then move on. And now I'm in a show that we have to be in the same town for a week. It's so much easier because you get settled in.
Yeah.
You can unpack.
You know, to think that
you can rinse your smalls out and there's time for them to dry over the hotel radiator.
You can put something in a drawer in the room.
Oh, God, do you know, I am a stickler for rinsing my smalls. They're not smalls, they're bigs.
Yeah, you're massives.
They're massives. I rinse my massives all the time on tour because I only like my black cotton gussets.
Yeah, and you don't want to overpack.
Don't want white ones because they go grey and horrible coloured.
All right, let's get off your gusset now and talk about the show because that's what you're here to do. You're plugging Club Tropicana. Yeah. Judith and I are going to come on Friday night and we're going to whoop and we're going to clap.
It's been described as a cross between Mamma Mia and Benidorm. Okay. It's set in a hotel in Spain.
Do we have to wear bikinis?
You're supposed to wear 80s gear to the thing.
Oh, wow.
So just come as you are.
Cheeky cow. And what is your role?
I play Consuela, the Spanish maid in the hotel.
Yeah. Is a lot of that.
A lot of this. And I sing songs like, I don't need to make any brown eyes, any blue. And I do silly voices, silly walks. And I get
paid for it. Are you Mrs. Overalling, basically?
Bit of Mrs. Overall, bit of Manuel from Fawlty Tales. But it is actually based on a Spanish woman that I know in a shop in a place that we used to go on holiday all the time with the kids. And the kids used to very nicely ask her, can we have naranjas? You know, Spanish for oranges. And she's, no. And she just used to be really nasty to them. So I based it on her.
It's like cartoony, that. You know the Tasmanian devil? Of Tasmania. You reminded me of that then.
And also in Family Guy, there is a cleaner called Consuela, I think. And I think I look like her, sort of chubby, kind of with a bun and my little uniform on. But it's a lovely role because she ends up being nice and...
I've read quite a lot of reviews for this, and you do get singled out as being, you know, one of the funniest things in the show.
Well, I'll wait till you see it then.
Well, I'll give you marks out of 10 then.
Yeah. I mean, you have a pressure of Jenny coming to see me.
Judith. You won't. You'll think about it for about 1 second in the wings, and then as soon as you get on stage, you'll forget.
Well, Jan Ravens, my dear friend, was very kind, and she just said to me last night, she just whispered in my ear, she just said, you stole the show. And then she walked away because she had to go get up early for a voiceover. But so that was nice. And the remit of the part when I read the play, I did say to them, look, it needs more jokes.
Yeah.
So I did write some jokes in there. Yeah. And the remit does say that Consuela comes on, does a few impressions and brings the house down. Yeah. So it's like a sort of, you know, it's one of those.
Who are you doing impression-wise?
80s impressions, obviously, because it's set in the 80s. Yeah. So it's, I do...
Do you do Margaret Thatcher?
Yeah, I do Thatcher, Scylla, obviously.
Yeah.
Shirley Bassey,
Tina Turner.
But you and Cilla go back years because you actually wrote the theme tune to Surprise, Surprise.
I did. And the reason that Cilla, I think, went for my theme tune, because we have a lot of songwriters pitching for Cilla. She wanted something to sing at the end. Do you remember when, years ago in the 60s, she had a show where she used to sing Step Inside.
And love! Oh. Yeah, all right, Kate, please don't wince. You know that I can't sing. We've been through this. We've been in rehearsal rooms for weeks on end. And you have looked at me when
songs... Let me do that again.
Step inside, love. What? What was wrong with that?
Even I can tell that.
How many keys am I out?
How many keys? About... Well,
you moved to count.
About
it's
five,
to count.
You're about five major keys too high.
Well, that's like an octave. Oh, that I was harmonising.
Anyway, Paul McCartney wrote that song.
Who is your second cousin?
Yeah, but he doesn't go around bragging about it.
Yeah, but I'm doing it on your behalf.
He got where he is from his own talent.
Oh, well, you anyway, know.
So he wrote that for her, and she said, I want something for this new show, Surprise, Surprise. I want a song that I can sing, and I walk towards the camera, and I feel it in my heart. So, I literally think of the words, surprise, surprise, the unexpected hit you between the eyes. It just came to me, that line.
Yeah.
And then I wrote a song around it and I sent it to her and I did it slightly in her voice. So on the demo, I'm sort of going, surprise, surprise, like that. The
just a tiny bit of Liverpool in there.
Between the eyes. I went, you know. And of course she then went, all right, you know, she could imagine herself singing it. And she loved it.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful to it because it's been, you know, when I've not been earning anything else, surprise, surprise, has always brought in some money.
Though you're enjoying the show, cast are good. Who are the big names in the cast apart from yourself?
Amel Berrabah, she's from Marrakesh. Yeah. Amel is one of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she's got a great voice. And Neil McDermott, who was in EastEnders. And then we've got Emily Tierney, who is a West End singer, comedian, brilliant all-rounder. She was in Wicked. They're the main names.
But Joel, what's his name?
Oh, sorry, the main one of all. God, the one who holds the whole show, and he's the red coat of the pink coat of the hotel, is Joe McKeldry. And I didn't know he was so funny, and I didn't know he had such good comedy timing, and he holds the whole show together. He is the best thing in it, I think.
And the audience go mad every night.
The audiences go crazy. Mind you, he has got his own kind of madness following him around the country. The Joe McKeldry fans are the maddest.
How old are they? They're quite interesting. Fans are weird.
Yeah, they range. He's got sort of kind of young fans. And, you know, his character's very camp. You know, he's a gay man.
Yeah.
And he came out as gay as soon as he won X Factor 10 years ago. He said, I didn't want it to be something that was hidden. But because he's so sort of gorgeous looking and talented, and his character he plays is hilariously camp.
Yeah.
And so
he's a safe bet for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, kind of. And he sort of gets away with it, this camp thing that he does, because people just go, oh, yeah, that's all right to do that because you're gay, so you're allowed. You know what I mean? If it was a straight man doing it, I think it would probably be slightly offensive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So, and are you having to do matinees?
Yes.
You see, that was the joy of doing Grumpy, Kate. Do you remember? We never had to do a matinee.
Well, no, when we did, we all nearly had a nerve breakdown. Susie was in floods of tears. I was on the verge and you were shouting at everyone.
Did you get overtired?
Overtired, overwrought. We were always... Oh. Well, there was a lot of travelling involved with Grumpy because, as Kate says, it was one night stands. And, you know, the hotels ranged from the sublime to fucking appalling. No,
talk us through the different, the best and the worst.
Can I just say, Jenny, I've never known anybody like Jenny to be so blooming fussy about hotels.
I don't think I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
I'm so am not. I could name you other Grumpies.
Why didn't we just stay in Premier Inns?
Oh, because after about three nights of Premier Inn, I want to sort of... you know they have those big vending machines in the corridors. I want to bring one of those down on my head. I can't be down a corridor from a vending machine.
I don't mind it, you know.
I've changed. Listen, we were taught this. We're going back about a couple of years. I was making more money then, and I had sort of different. As soon as the money stops coming in, the first thing that goes is the posh hotels.
Yeah.
And that really is, you just go, there's no reason. Well, all I remember about touring with you is you have no sense of direction, Kate.
No.
I mean, there were nights where I thought, I'm not sure I'm actually going to see Kate on stage tonight because she's in a dressing room the other side of the stairs and round the corner, and there is no way.
I don't know where I am, you see.
She has to be led. And there were times.
Jenny, you don't know what happened in this show that I'm in at the beginning. They thought they could just leave me.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
In a room, in a dressing room, and then find my way to stage left.
Well, why would you be able to do that? Like a normal actress.
And they thought I could dress myself. Whoa. I have 8 changes in the show, and now I have 3 dresses. It's great. 3
Do you have that wonderful
and someone
thing?
To guide me everywhere.
When you, so you
no,
basically
I do,
have carers.
I find my way on stage now. Yeah, I do find my way on stage.
But I quite like that thing when you're doing a change and you just have to sort of go to the...
They won't even let me undo my zips on my boots.
No, I like that. You just have to go completely passive.
Well, they're very
put
quick
your
changes.
Arms out like Jesus and just let people do it all to you. I love it.
It is nice.
Yeah, yeah. But yes...
Quite like the being stripped feeling as well by a man.
All right, darling. Okay,
by
let's...
A man.
But... the other thing that you used to do is leave things everywhere. Do you remember that? We had this driver called James who was the nicest. He was from... God, he was the most patient man. One day he'll get a sainthood for what he did for us. He drove us for months on end. James, and who's from New Zealand, and he was a young fella, and there was... It was like a punishment. It was like he'd done some kind of crime and this was his punishment. And he was so... And you'd get back to the hotel and you'd go, James. James, I think... I might have left my cardigan. James.
I think left phone, cardigan.
Oh, cardigans. No.
Curling wands, whatever. Yeah. I can't seem to find my bra. Oh, no.
Mind you thought you'd lost your mustard cardigan on one of the tours.
I accused you of having it in your suitcase. I got quite riled up. And I remember it's quite a countryish hotel. It was in Shrewsbury. And God, it was so traumatic because I'd loved this mustard coloured cardigan and it's got a big ladder in it now, so I can't wear it anymore. And for some reason, I was leaving earlier than you two or whatever, but we'd had a glass of wine in your room. And I thought, well, I've left it in Kate's room. She's put it in her suitcase. And I was ringing you going, you got to check for my mustard coloured cardigan.
Yeah, do you remember we used to have little picnics in each other's rooms? Susie used to like to make a little picnic. It was quite fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. What were the stipulations backstage in terms of food? Because I know that food
didn't
is quite
like important. The way we did it.
She had to have... Blooming Marks and Spencer. I would have been happy with Tesco, Sainsbury's, Aldi, anything like that. No, it had to be M&S for her.
Yeah, a bit fussy like that. A bit difficult. Okay, so I'm a diva. what you didn't like, you would have rather, and also I'm cheap, so we used to get given a bottle of wine. I'd say, let's go back to someone's room and, get a bag
Consume
of crisps
it.
And have the wine in someone's room. You go, one night, could we just one night be like grown-up women and sit in a bar and buy a bottle of wine and drink it out of
with people around
glasses in a civilised... And I was going, no, we can drink it out of tooth mug cards. Back to my room.
So true. You're sort of lovely mixture of absolute class and sort of diva-ish, and yet you're sort of...
Real low life.
No, not low.
Oh, I am.
But you kind of like bargains, don't you, and stuff.
Oh, I'm as mean as I'm as tight as a gnat's chuff. I'm absolutely... yes, you're absolutely right. I go, one minute I can be all very extravagant and I want this and I want that. And then I can turn on a sixpence and I can just go really mean and frugal, which is... I'm in that stage.
Feel a little bit jealous of you and Susie both had Mulberry bags, and I thought that was the most marvellous thing because I priced them up, they're the most expensive things on God's earth.
But they last forever. They've got a lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
Are they really?
Yeah. And if you... you've got to send them to the Mulberry Hospital when your catch goes, because my catch has gone at the moment and I've got to send it off to the Mulberry Hospital and they will fix it.
Like, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
It is a lifetime guarantee. To be fair, the amount of handbags I've bought...
Yeah, and lost.
Yeah,
and scarves.
And lost would come to more money than you spent on a Mulberry. So I'll
show up. Do you miss home? What's that funny village you live in?
Not at all.
What's that village you
Ampt
live in?
Hill. It's where Henry VIII used to go around shagging loads of women. And
it's where you and your sisters, I call you the Kardashians of Ampt Hill.
Yeah, well, it's where Catherine of Aragon, he courted her around there.
Yeah.
And every single road is called Catherine of this or Aragon Court. And it's very Tudor, yeah. But I don't miss home, no.
But are you managing to see... I mean, the other thing that...
I love touring.
Touring,
do you? Why
do
you like it?
Well, I'm not married and I don't have a relationship and I've gone off sex. So I don't miss...
Join the club.
Don't miss...
Judith, do you still like sex? You're not fast.
Not again.
You like it now and again. No. You see, I've gone off it.
Totally off it.
So I don't have anything, you know, it's not like I look forward to getting back in the sack with my partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a sort of suspension of reality as well. Mm. You are living in a thing where you're really, really busy, so you've got an excuse not to have to do any of the boring stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the bills and all that stuff get left at home.
That's true, yeah. And you are in this, as you say, it is a sort of bubble, but I am really old-fashioned in that I say I'm not doing anything today. People go, what did you do with your day? Because all the kids in the cast, they're all, you know, this cast I'm in, this show, they're all in their late 20s, and it's lovely because they keep me young. Mm. But I do say to them, well, you know, I haven't done anything today because I have to reserve my energies for the show tonight.
The show is the thing that I do. It's my job.
When you see the show, you see how energetic it is.
Yeah.
Because they all go out and wear themselves out, but then they've got the energy to do that.
Yeah, they've got a spare battery.
But somewhere. I haven't. But, you know, I'd got to a stage where my voiceovers were really quiet. I thought, well, I wrote a musical, which I'll tell you more about some other time, about The Cavern, which is great.
The Cavern in Liverpool.
Yeah. And I've done that, and that's great. And then I thought, well, the voiceovers are really going quiet now. And I was watching Tipping Point on ITV every night.
Yeah.
4 o'clock. I started to look forward to Tipping Point. And I started looking at that little chair at the beginning of Tipping Point where they advertise, you know, it's sponsored by a chair. And I started thinking, that does look comfy, that chair.
Jesus, Kate, this show really couldn't have come quicker.
Then I thought, that chair, you don't actually have to get up. It gets you up. Yeah. So you just sit in it.
It's a tipping chair.
That's why it's sponsored by them. And it's a tipping chair on Tipping Point.
Yeah, my dad had one.
And I stopped myself in my tracks and I thought, what am I doing? I'm looking at a chair. I'm not disabled in any way. Thank the Lord. I'm very healthy. And I'm looking at a chair that will get me up easier. And then all I do is go to the pub with my sister. And I thought, something's got to change.
Yeah. But then you had another huge change in your life over the past year. I know your three children and met them. I adore them all equally. But, I mean, Emily, in the past year, has had a sort of career transforming.
Oh, my Lord,
Coming second in I'm a Celebrity. Did you go out to Australia?
Well, she asked you for your opinion on that before she did it, and you said...
I thought she'd had a
You
very
said it'll be good
chance.
For bums on seats, you said. Yeah, yeah. You said if you want to do a live show, doing I'm a Celebrity will get you bums on seats. And she did. She wanted to do a live show and she's doing it at the moment. I went to see it and I have to say it is very funny. And she comes on stage like she does these silhouettes behind this big screen. And you think, like, you know, James Bond girl. And then she just rolls under, she gets under the screen and just rolls onto the stage. Like in a, you know, a childish roll.
Roly-poly.
Yeah, roly-poly. It's very Jenny Eclair, actually.
I've taught everybody everything I ever knew.
Best thing I ever saw you, a best entrance ever in any comedy show is Jenny Eclair with her coming on in her pants.
In the bra and pants show. Yeah, I know. I've not written a show since. Well, I did the last Grumpy Show, but a solo
how
show.
How can
since.
You top that?
You how can't. Could you?
I know.
Didn't you have women amazing. Outraged because you had mismatching bra and knickers?
Yeah, a few people got quite upset. And a few people sort of with great intentions would say to me afterwards, you know, you'd look much better if your bra matched your pants or your pants matched your bra. But there's no comedy in that. They just honestly
don't get it.
Some people just really don't get the fact that you cannot bring vanity into comedy.
Because it was that plus the with the combination of you in those slippers, wasn't it? It was a mismatching underwear and the slippers was just absolutely a masterful combination.
But just
Jenny,
the way
really
she
was.
Danced at the beginning, she came on dancing, and I just thought it's the best intro to a show I've ever seen. Mm. Come on with a bang. My father always used to say. Because he was an entertainer.
What was your dad's show business name? It's great. Well, Almost a Gentleman.
Mike Robbins, Almost a Gentleman, I found a card once with that
really?
Written on it.
And he
once decided, when Mum and Dad lived in Belfast for a while, he was a stand-up comic for years, not very successful. And he once decided to be, Mum said he wanted to be an O'Hara gym lad, what's he called, the man with a parrot on his shoulder, Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Anyway, he told me about this act he'd put together, and he sent off for this, he went and got a leg. You know, prosthetic leg. And then on the first night he was on, he had a play on music that went like this. And Till Ready, it's called, you know. Mm-hmm. And you just keep playing that until the act comes on. It's called Till Ready. And it says it on the music, Till Ready. And they go, nothing. And again. And he'd fallen in the wings, and there was nobody there to see him fall, and he couldn't get up because of the wooden leg. So he never even did the act.
He sounds hilarious, your dad, because he was kind of like I'm not saying a failure, but a fabulous.
He was a failure. Oh, he was. When he was a grocer, He tried. So Paul McCartney said to him, right, OK, look, I'll buy you a little house in Liverpool, but you've got to get a proper job.
Yeah.
So he bought him a grocery store and we all went to live in this little shop called the Corner Cupboard. And Dad thought, I know, I'll write jokes on the and all the things that I was stuck on the food. Oh, so he'd say, plum rose, plopped ham with chalk. Remember that advert?
Oh, yes, yes.
So Dad actually wrote that on the things with exclamation marks on everything. So he wrote gags all over the food.
It brilliant.
And did it work?
You've got to write a book.
It's terrible.
Okay, you've really got to put and all then, this into a book.
And then they turned into a cafe because we kept eating all the food.
Yeah.
And I think
we ate
really well. Yeah. We ate so well. But we didn't understand. Mum didn't understand the thing about stock.
Yeah.
And profits. So we just ate all the food that was in the shop. So that was no use. We were all fat and fine. So then Paul said, well, look, it's not going so well in the shop. Why don't you turn into a cafe? Because Liz is Bet's a really good cook, Liz or Bet, whatever you call her. Mum said, yeah, I love cooking. So I remember all the workmen coming in. We had this cafe put in. And first day, it was like a Christmas dinner in the week in December. Mum said, special Christmas dinner. Not one person came in. So Mum went round the street, just giving it to everyone for free. So all the old people, oh, she's nice, we're getting our free dinner. My dad, honestly, almost a gentleman. I mean, but he never actually accomplished anything. And I think now he would be so happy to see Emily doing so well, his granddaughter. And I think I've done quite well.
And then there's your brother. Well, and then all the girls. I mean, it's an extraordinary show business mafia, really. And
you have to audition if you want to marry one of us.
Well, and talking of which, we're congratulating your middle Martha, who is the sweetest, loveliest girl.
Yeah.
And she's just got engaged, hasn't she?
She has.
I've seen the ring and I approve.
Isn't it funny the way they're so old-fashioned, kids, these days? Like, we didn't bother with, like, getting married even. Well, you didn't for how many years?
Well, I got married 2 years ago after sort of 36 years.
You kept asking him, didn't you?
We got to a point where I just thought, no, it was only on my financial advisor said, you know, you're really stuffed.
Yeah, you are stuffed. But didn't you ask him on...
On Valentine's Day?
Or no, on a leap year.
Leap year thing, yes.
And she shouted down the stairs, do you want to marry me? He went, not really, thanks.
I think that
would make such a great line in a film.
Not really, thanks.
So not really, thanks.
You're on stage tonight, and you better not pull Friday, because that's when me and Judith coming.
I'm so chuffed that you're coming. I was worried that you were coming with your husband, Jeff.
Well, you wouldn't like it.
And
so
as you said, Jeff's got an embarrassment level of
very low. He
low
doesn't
threshold.
Like anything fun.
No.
You know, the
are we going to be standing up and kind of singing along and dancing?
She'll love that. I'll be slightly embarrassed.
You'll be a bit embarrassed.
I'll be first up. I'll get her up, don't worry. What time does it finish?
Anyway.
we're getting worried about this.
It's a very short show.
Oh, lovely. Oh, marvellous.
You're out of there by half nine.
Oh,
even better.
Does it start at 7:30?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm running it. Time is 2 hours, 3 minutes with an interval.
With an interval.
Oh, that's
first half is 47 minutes, second half's 55. Maybe that's if we're pushing it. Wouldn't be that long.
Okay, just make it snappy
goes
on Friday.
So
we
quick.
Tell the cast, just say no mucking about. Jenny's
in. They can't get off quick enough. It's so funny, though, judging a show by how long it is.
Well, listen, Kate, we're going to let you go because...
Yeah, I've got to go because my car's going to be there to take me back to the theatre. If anyone wants to come and see the show, we're on tour all year till August.
That's fantastic. And you can find it on clubtropicana.com.
Musical.com.
Musical.com.
Yeah.
Right, we'll
lovely seeing you,
it.
Jenny. I love you very much, and I know you're embarrassed when people say that.
One God two. Bless you, one darling. It's lovely to see you.
Oh, this music.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.